Unit 1, the International Economy. The United States is currently struggling with a high unemployment rate and an increasing budget deficit that threatens to end America's superiority in the international community. Despite encouraging words from the president and governmental agencies, citizens in America have become very annoyed with their country's leaders. Furthermore, they have become fearful that in the coming years, the rise of China may greatly diminish America's importance in the world. China has emerged as an economic powerhouse over the past decades. They export more products than any other country, leading to a booming economy whose growth appears to be limitless. Chinese businessmen have taken on clients from all over the world that are eager to either invest in China's economy or hear some advice on how to better improve their situation. The main difference between America and China is that China lives in a command economy. Socialism has existed as China's form of government since the 1950s, and some experts believe that this has directly led to the ultimate rise of China in the modern age. Most scholars and experts during the mid to late 1900s held firm to the belief that communism would never be an effective form of governance. In spite of their opinions, China has proven the world otherwise. However, human rights groups and other non-governmental organizations hold that China is going about this in the wrong way. By restricting access to basic goods and services to many people within their borders, they hold that the Chinese government is tyrannical. In America, then, it is time for the government to switch its economy from an import-centric one to one that focuses on manufacturing domestically. A series of laws and bills have been put into place by the president in order to mend the economic problems. The problem is that most get caught up in the merry-go-round process of congressional debates. Once the budget deficit is reduced and the unemployment rate begins to decrease, real ingenuity can be used to put the U.S. back on top. In the long run, many experts believe that the U.S. will find a ramp up to get out of the trouble they currently face.